Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I'm home.
Welcome.
Hey, Dad. Hi.
I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh. Whenever you get that little boy look, that means you've bought something we can't afford.
You mean this look?
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to hide that look better in the future.
So you mean you did buy something expensive? Is it a Caribbean cruise for the whole family?
Well, did you buy a new car?
You brought home pizza for dinner?
Oh, we can afford pizza, Matthew.
That's not what you said the last time I asked for it.
That's because you ask for it every night.
So, what is it, David?
Something better than all that. Well, except maybe the cruise. Ava, I bought you a bike.
I'm back there wanting pizza again.
Oh, yeah.
What? Don't you see how great this is? I have a bike. All you kids have bikes. So with your mother having a bike, we can be a biking family.
Oh, okay, which is perfect timing since they're putting in all those bike trails at Windmill Park.
That was exactly my inspiration. It'll be budget-friendly, cardio-conditioning family togetherness. Doesn't that sound great, Ava? You can take it out after dinner.
Oh, aren't Wooten and Penny coming over for premarital counseling tonight?
Nope, tomorrow night. Hey, why don't you take the bike for a spin now? Work up a little appetite for dinner.
Oh, I can't now. I need to stir.
Well, I can stir.
It's very specific stirring at a certain speed in a counterclockwise motion.
You don't want to ride your bike, do you?
It's not that, David, really. It's a very thoughtful and meaningful gift, and I
don't want it.
Not even a little.
But why? You haven't even seen it. It's so cute.
I'm sure it's adorable, David. It's just that I don't know how to ride one.
What was that? I thought I heard you say that you didn't know how to ride.
That's right.
What?
You don't know how to ride a bike?
Nope.
You mean it's been a long time since you've ridden one?
Yeah, Mom, you never forget how to ride a bike. I mean, it's like riding a bike.
No, I mean, I don't know how to ride a bike. I've never learned.
That's crazy. I'll bet pizza would make you feel better. I'll call it in.
No pizza, Matthew.
A cruise might help, Dad.
Ava, why didn't you ever tell me this? We've been married for 14 years.
15.
15 years. So why haven't you ever told me?
I was embarrassed. As far as the bike goes, I appreciate the thought. Really. But you should take the bike back.
But then we can't go on family bike rides.
Maybe Mom can come along on a motorcycle.
Or a horse. Can we get a horse?
We're not getting a motorcycle or a horse. Your mother can learn how to ride a bike, right, honey?
A horse might be nice. We could keep it in the shed.
Ava, why don't you want to learn to ride a bike?
It's just too... I can't. I've tried before and it was traumatic.
What happened?
Well, it involved my mother.
Ahaha. Now it's beginning to make sense.
She had good intentions, but her idea of teaching me was to put me at the top of a tall, steep hill and give me a little shove.
Ooh.
I ended up with a broken arm and 3 years of nightmares.
Oh, I felt your mother shove a few times myself.
So, I'm not too keen on learning to ride now. Okay, dinner will be ready in half an hour. Why don't you all hang out in the family room so I can get back to my stirring? Have some salad.
Thanks. Yum. Great lasagna, Mom.
Oh, thank you, Camilla. Oh, I almost forgot. The pastor called this morning for you, Matthew. He wants you to call him back.
Okay.
Do you know what he needs?
No, not really.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. It could be anything. Miss, I have nightmares about tubas.
Fine. Never mind.
I feel like we're missing something.
Agreed. What's going on, you two?
Nothing.
Spill it.
Well, Olivia doesn't want to try out for the spring play.
Oh, but you're always in the spring play.
And Pastor Alden wants Matthew to give the message on Youth Sunday. You know, when the youth group takes over the morning service.
Well, that's great, son. What an opportunity.
A missed opportunity.
You're not going to do it?
Nah.
You should.
I don't mind giving a speech in class, but to talk in front of all those adults about the Bible? They all know the Bible better than me.
What? You think they won't listen?
Oh, they'll listen. In horror, someone will probably stand up and say, "The story of Samuel isn't in 2 Galatians! Off with the heathen's head!"
Oh, come on. We rarely have decapitations during service.
Matthew, you're a good teacher. I think you could do a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more.
But you're not going to make me do it, are you?
We're going to strongly encourage you to do it.
And we all know what that means.
Can't you just convince Olivia to try out for the play instead?
Yes. What is this about not trying out, Olivia? You look forward to the spring play every year.
Yeah, except after what happened at the fall play.
No, you're not the first person to fall off the stage into the orchestra pit.
But I might have been the first person to get my arm stuck inside a tuba.
Olivia, you had one embarrassing moment. You can't give up on your talent because of that.
Mom, every time I even think of getting on stage, my heart races.
I expect more from both of you.
I do too. You're not quitters, and you're certainly not kids who give up on trying something simply because you're afraid or embarrassed.
Kind of like riding a bike.
Ooh, this just got interesting.
Well, no, not at all like riding a bike. Giving a sermon isn't life-threatening, nor Olivia is auditioning for a play. You can't choose not to do something simply because you are afraid of what people think. You need to try new things. Grow and improve yourselves. Not just hide from anything new or challenging.
Ava?
Don't say it.
But I just...
I know. I can't tell my own children something and then not live it out myself. They're not going to do what I say. They're going to do what I do. Right?
Actually, I was going to ask you to pass the hot sauce, but we can go with what you said.
Oh, okay. Matthew, if you give your sermon on Youth Sunday, and Olivia, if you audition for a part in the play, I'll try to learn to ride a bike.
Kids?
I guess.
Matthew?
Reluctantly and under compulsion. Okay.
Great. Okay. Hands on handlebars?
Check.
Helmet secure?
Check.
Right foot on the pedal?
Check.
Now, push down on the pedal and put your left foot on the other pedal. Okay, oftentimes this requires some movement on your part?
I'm preparing myself.
Preparing yourself, sure.
I'm going skateboarding with Ashley. See you later!
Hey, how about a little encouragement for your mom?
Looking good, Mom. Bye!
That was heartfelt.
This seat is hard.
It's a bike. It's not supposed to be comfortable. All right, let's try it with some movement this time. Push down with your right foot, but don't tip over too far to the left because you might... You might tip over.
Ow.
Oh, are you okay?
I don't think this thing works.
The bike?
Yeah, it's like lopsided or something.
Well, if it's not moving, it'll fall over. That's how it balances.
But I'm scared to move because then I might crash and fall.
But if you don't move, you will fall.
This doesn't bode well for me.
Okay, come on. Back up. Okay, right. You'll get this in no time. It's hopeless.
What's the problem?
Well, she's so convinced that she's going to fall that she falls. And falls, and falls.
Did you try running behind her with your hand on the back of the bike to keep it steady? That worked for me.
Yes, but she keeps braking, and then I fall. I actually need to wear a helmet more than she does.
Any ideas on what could help her?
Yes, three. And their names are Matthew, Olivia, and Camilla. Whoever successfully teaches her how to ride a bike will be excused from chores for a month.
Well, it can't be that hard.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to teach her.
Mm-hmm. I'll have her riding in no time. Problem is, Mom?
I need a bike with four wheels.
You don't understand what's making you fall.
Sure I do. Gravity.
No, your negative thoughts.
Oh.
If you think you're gonna fall, you will. But if you think positively about biking and how much you like it, you'll stay up.
That sounds good, Camilla, but
it's simple, Mom. You start pedaling, and I'll be your voice of optimism.
Oh, boy. Well, here we go.
I like to bike. I'm a great biker.
Hey, and look at me. I'm moving.
I like to pick my feet up from the ground, so I'm actually riding the bike.
Like this?
Good.
Ooh, but I can't stop.
I know how to stop. I like to stop before I hit the side of the house. Whoa. Mom, the house! Matthew, your turn.
As you can see, I've created a riding aid and installed it on your bike.
Those look like training wheels.
They're not training wheels. No one makes training wheels for 10-speed bikes.
So what is it?
They're wheels off our wagon connected on each side of your rear wheel to help you balance.
They're training wheels.
Well, not technically.
I'm not going to be the only 37-year-old at the park with training wheels.
Not even if I put on those sparkly handlebar pom-poms to match?
Nope.
Olivia!
Okay, Mom, for today's lesson, we're gonna try going down this slight slope.
Oh, no. This is what your Grandma Lucia used to do.
No, it's nothing close to a hill. It's a slope. And I won't shove you. And it's grassy. So even if I did shove you and you fell, you'd be fine. But at least this way, you know, you'll be able to get some momentum.
But what about the drainage ditch?
What? Where?
Behind the trees.
Oh, you're not even going in that direction, so don't worry about it. Okay. Focus on your posture. Feet on the pedals, and go!
Olivia, I got your call. Where is Mom? Is she okay?
She's fine. Just 6 stitches. She was even okay to drive us here, although you might need to give your car a good cleaning.
6 stitches? What happened?
Dad, seriously, we were like 50 yards from the drainage ditch, and we were going in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like this magnetic power drew her bike over there.
Oh, maybe it's time we let your mother off the hook. She really did try.
I know.
And I'm going to keep trying.
Mom!
Honey, are you okay?
I'm fine. And this little scratch isn't going to stop me.
Are you sure?
Of course. Just like you're not giving up on auditioning, and Matthew isn't giving up on his sermon. No, I'm going to learn how to ride a bike or die trying.
Hmm. I wish I could believe that was just a figure of speech. How did your mother bend this wheel?
Well, right after I said, "Watch out for the pothole! Watch out for the pothole!" She steered herself right into the pothole.
Same pothole as yesterday?
No, she has a knack for discovering new ones. I don't know, Dad. We might have bitten off a little more than we can chew with this one.
What? No. Your mom's committed to doing this. She'll figure it out.
Maybe. But I don't know if the bike will last that long.
How are preparations for your sermon coming along?
Not that great. I don't even know what to talk about.
Did the pastor give you any ideas?
He just said to talk about what God is teaching me right now.
Hmm. And what's that?
Apparently my God ears need a hearing aid.
Not hearing much of anything, huh?
Just the fluttering of pages as I skim through my Bible.
Well, you probably have the same problem as your mom.
I know to steer away from the pothole.
No. No, you're overthinking it. You've built this up into such an insurmountable task. It's intimidating you.
I don't think I can do it. I'm supposed to speak next Sunday, and I have no clue what to talk about.
At least you're in good company.
Huh?
Well, Moses, Gideon, and Joshua all felt the same way. Their tasks seemed too hard. They didn't think they had the talent or ability to do them.
You're comparing my speech to what those guys did? Come on, Dad.
My point is that even the people we consider to be heroes of the faith were afraid of doing things outside their comfort zone. More than once, God has had to remind his people to be strong and courageous.
Well, I don't feel anything close to courageous.
Courage isn't about not being afraid, Matthew. It's about moving ahead even when you do feel afraid.
But why? Just so I can make a complete idiot of myself?
Just so you can see what happens. It's a risk, but taking risks can be healthy if you're smart about it. And this is one of those risks that can pay off, whether you deliver an amazing sermon or not.
Because I learned from it.
Because you grow. You learn something new about yourself. And you can be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
Think of your mom and your sister. They're taking risks too, like you are. And they aren't quitting.
I'm pretty impressed with Mom. She's fallen more times than I can count. But she keeps getting back on that bike.
Mm-hmm. She's a good example to us all.
Yeah. Okay, I'll work on my sermon again.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. And do great.
Matthew, what are you doing here?
Moral support for my dear sister.
Uh-huh. You just wanted to make sure I actually auditioned, didn't you?
Maybe. So, how does this work?
Well, I'm just waiting for Ms. Kaminsky to call me in. I'm up next.
How are you feeling?
You know, pretty good, actually. I've practiced so much, I can't even hear the tubas anymore.
Can I watch your audition?
Sure.
Olivia Parker, you're next.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. And if we walk far enough, we shall sometime come to some place, don't you think, Toto?
Oh, hey, sorry, Miss Kaminsky?
What is it, Dustin? We're in the middle of auditions.
So the music room is locked. Can I leave my tuba in here?
I suppose. Just put it in the orchestra pit.
Tuba?
Great. Is it okay for the rest of the tuba quintet to leave theirs too?
Yes, but hurry. Go ahead, Olivia. Just ignore them. Start with there must be.
Oh. There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a menacing tuba.
What's that, Olivia?
Huh? The tubas.
The tubas?
You know what? That is not the best place for those. Pick them up, guys. Come on, follow me. This way, this way.
Olivia.
Miss Kaminsky, I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll just wait here.
So, how did it go, Olivia?
Well, pretty good. Matthew came by, which was nice.
Oh, very nice.
Having my little brother there gave me the courage to break a leg, as they say.
Taking after your mother, are you?
So, you got the part then?
Oh, no. Not even close.
What?
She had a good shot until the tubas came in.
They were like five big black vacant eyes glaring at me menacingly.
I thought you said it went pretty well.
Mm-hmm, it did. Miss Kaminsky said that I demonstrated a great deal of tenacity and commitment, and showed superior organizational skills.
Olivia removed all of the evil tubas from the pit.
And she said that where she really needed me was as her backstage manager.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations. Okay. That's great. And see, it wouldn't have happened if you didn't take the risk and try out.
You're right.
I'm proud of you. And just like you kept your end of the deal, I'm keeping mine. Biking again tomorrow?
Sure. But we'll stay a little further away from the drainage ditch.
I'm not worried. I have a plan.
Okay, Mom, well... Mom? Mom!
Hmm?
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you. I had my earmuffs on.
There are very few bike incidents resulting in ear injuries.
But I would be the first. I'm just trying to exercise caution.
Yeah, the two snowsuits kind of gave that away. And the goggles.
Safety first.
You couldn't be more safe if you were encased in a giant marshmallow.
Uh-huh.
All right, now look straight ahead,
mm-hmm.
Keeping your handlebars steady.
Okay.
Mom!
Oh, what?
Mom, it's Camilla. She fell while she was skateboarding really hard.
Oh.
Her arm is swelling up.
Where is she?
Windmill Park, in the construction area.
Can she move her fingers or wrist?
I don't think so.
Oh, she might have broken it. I need to get there. Oh, your dad took my car to get the tires changed.
We'll just have to run. Come on.
No, that'll take too long. I'll just... Oh, come on. Ah!
She's doing it. She's riding the bike. Mom, you're doing great.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, everybody. Oh, no. What happened, Camilla?
A sprained wrist, but it could have been a lot worse. Maybe you should tell your father how this happened.
I was skateboarding, and I fell.
Tell him the rest.
I was skateboarding in the construction zone at the park.
Camilla, what do you think do not enter means?
But they made this big ramp and it looked fun. And easy enough.
Except when the wood railings gave way because they weren't secured.
You could really have gotten hurt.
And why didn't you tell him why you tried the ramp?
Well, my friends said I was a chicken.
What did you... Your insides felt like schmicken?
My friends said I was a chicken.
Ah. Well, clearly you are.
No way! I did it!
But you did it because you cared more about what your friends thought than doing what was right or safe.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't brave at all.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of a chicken. But fortunately, a sprained wrist is probably punishment enough.
No, I don't think so.
Well, the good news is, Mom learned how to ride her bike.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
7 blocks all the way to the park, which isn't easy when you're wearing 2 snowsuits and it's 80 degrees.
2 snowsuits? I'm not even gonna ask.
And since I taught Mom to ride the bike, I get a month without chores.
Oh, no. I'm the one that told her the news about Camilla, which prompted her to forget her fears and start riding on her own. I get the reward.
Oh, my silly siblings. I was the one who had the accident that led to Mom riding her bike in a panic. I should get the month off of chores.
That's crazy. Clearly, I was the last one offering instruction before she took off.
You know
like
what takes
rocket.
Real courage?
Raising kids?
Yep.
How do you know I didn't plan?
No, he was working on it late into the night, though.
I'm so nervous for him.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely offertory by Abigail Wilson. Thank you, Abigail. And now Matthew Parker will share a short message with us. Matthew?
Our passage today...
Keep going.
Today is, found,
Oh, come on, son. You can do this.
Our passage today is Joshua 1:9, which says, "Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you." I've seen this verse played out in my family this week. Everyone is afraid of something, but we were letting our fears get the better of us. It all started when my dad got my mom a bike. He thought it was a great idea, but then we learned Mom didn't know how to ride a bike, and she was afraid to learn.
In today's adventure, we saw Ava, Olivia, and Matthew find courage to face their fears. All of us will face situations in our lives that frighten us. In Psalm 34:4, David said, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from my anxious fears." You know, when we're afraid like David was, we need to ask God to help us to be strong and courageous. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Cycle of Fear was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Amanda Troop, Mark Evan Jackson, Kelly Stables, Justin Fellbinger, and Michaela Dean. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.